Welcome back to the Bug in a Rug podcast. As always, my name's Caitlin.
As usual, I'm Whitney.
And I just want everybody to know that we had an argument before this because Whitney wanted to eat spaghetti while I told my story.
I'm glad you're talking about it because I was going to bring it up. That's what I wanted to talk about.
She thinks that I'm stifling her creativity by eating spaghetti on the podcast.
Spaghetti?
By not brave. Letting her eat spaghetti on the podcast.
You're letting me eat spaghetti on the podcast?
No, I didn't say that.
Spaghetti is fuel for my body.
Well, you should have had
mind,
it before.
In my spirit. I did. I want seconds.
Yeah, but not while we record the podcast.
What if I slurp real quiet?
No.
I don't slurp my spaghetti.
No.
I'm not leaving the tray.
No. I don't want any of those noises.
You don't want me to be like Shakira during the Super Bowl?
I'm sorry, but iconic.
If Shakira can do that at a Super Bowl halftime show, I can eat spaghetti during our podcast.
Okay, make it on the Super Bowl halftime show and we'll talk about you eating spaghetti.
Eat spaghetti on the Super Bowl halftime show.
That's it. You just walk out there and eat spaghetti.
Demi Lovato tweeted 10 years ago that she was going to be on the Super Bowl
singing the
national anthem, and then she did it.
Good for her.
So in 10 years, I'm going to be at the Super Bowl halftime show eating spaghetti. Bet.
Okay. Write it down. Write it down right now.
Put it in a time capsule. Bury it in the yard.
Which is yard? Buried outside this apartment complex. Oh, jeez. All right. Well,
I'm mad.
It's a short story. So since Princess Diana was very long, we did a two-parter. I thought I'd keep this one short and sweet.
How about short and saucy?
No. This isn't spaghetti over here.
Come on.
All right. I'm just going to get started because I don't want to talk about spaghetti any longer. And the sooner I get done, the sooner you get to eat spaghetti.
All right. Go.
So my story today is about the Codex Gigas.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard?
Bless you.
Have you ever heard? So the Codex Gigas actually just translates to giant book.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's what our story is about today, the Codex Gigas.
The Codex.
Codex.
C-O-D-E-X.
Codex. Gigas.
G-I-G-A-S. Codex Gigas.
Yep. Codex Gigas.
I feel like I just sneezed.
Say that 5 times fast.
Codex Gigas. Codex Gigas. Codex Gigas.
Hello. If you can do it, please take a video of yourself saying Codex Gigas 5 times fast and tweet it us.
Or put it on our Facebook page.
Or put it on our Facebook page.
Because I don't think you can.
Or send it to us an email. I'll play it the next episode.
All right, bet.
Okay, so we're going to dive deep into the story of how it came to be.
Is this a real book?
Yeah, it's real. I'm not making it up.
Oh.
Here we go. Monasticism?
Monasticism? What's that?
It's a religious way of life that involves one renouncing worldly pursuits in order to devote oneself to spiritual work. So we would refer to individuals who practice this as monks.
Oh, like monastery.
Monasticism. M-O-N-A-S-T-I-C-I-S-M.
Monasticism. Monks. Monk boys.
Yeah. Well, there's different types. Like, you can be, like, a Buddhist monk or whatever monk. Right,
boys.
So, but that's just what we would think of them as, like, a type of monk. Mm. So, in the early 13th century, a Benedictine monk, supposedly named Herman the Recluse, was practicing in a monastery of Podlasice in Bohemia, which is now the modern-day Czech Republic. Well, as he was practicing there, he actually broke his monastic vows in some way. Possibly. I mean, doesn't say, but
back up. What's his first name?
Herman the Recluse.
The Recluse. I thought you said Herman the Reckless, and that's why I was like, oh, yeah, sex.
Herman the Recluse. Wait, no, so he
Herman the Reckless. Get it?
Stop it.
Sorry, he was a monk, very respectful, but somehow he broke his vows.
He broke his vows somehow.
So he either didn't give up his worldly possessions, or he
went back to it.
Yeah.
like, said he wouldn't, and then kind of, yeah. Yeah. Well, as punishment for this, he was sentenced to be walled up alive with no chance of escape.
Whew.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. So he was terrified, obviously. So he asked the other monks that he was with, his order, he asked if he could be pardoned if he could create a fantastic book so wonderful that would that it would bring fame to the monastery forever.
Wow.
So the other monks agreed to this after he convinced them that it would contain all human knowledge. However, they only agreed to give him a single day to complete the task.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So when morning arose the next day, the monk, Herman the Recluse, presented his work. It was a 36-inch tall, 20-inch wide, and 8-inch thick book that weighed 165 pounds. So if you could imagine, it's the size of a movie poster, but it's 8 inches thick.
How do you get paper for that in the 1400s?
So there were 320 pages, and they were made from 160 donkey skins.
Ooh.
And in these 320 pages, there were 5 large texts and several smaller features.
Okay.
So I'll list them now. So the large texts were written in this order. The smaller ones were fit in, like, in between, though.
Okay.
But these are the large texts. Mm-hmm. So, the Old Testament was the first one.
He wrote the Old Testament?
Yeah. Yeah.
Overnight?
Supposedly.
Okay.
So, the Old Testament, and then he wrote the Antiquities and the Jewish War by Flavius Josephus, who wrote those in the first century AD. So, then an encyclopedia of the Middle Ages called Josephus by Isidore. There was a copy of that in there. So this was actually written in Spain in the 6th century. So it was just a copy of that. He had a thick collection of medical texts. He had the New Testament. And then he had the Chronicle of Bohemia by Cosmos from Prague. So this was like how Bohemia came to be, essentially. Okay. Like their history.
The Rhapsody.
Stop. You almost got me. So he also, like I said, he also had smaller works included in this. So he had works on penitence.
Penance?
Penance.
Is that like wanting forgiveness?
Yes.
Penitence? Yeah.
Okay. He had a picture of the heavenly city, followed by a full portrait of the devil. These were full pages. Remember how big the pages were, like mm-hmm. movie poster size. A piece about exorcising evil spirits. So he had the work on penance, about forgiveness, then a picture of the heavenly city, then a full portrait of the devil, and then right after that, a piece about exorcising evil spirits.
Okay. Got to get their stretches in. Cardio.
Yes.
Body weight.
Yes. Exorcising.
I like it the first way. And you're probably right. I just thought it was funny.
No, it's exorcising, not exercising.
Yeah, stretches.
Get out of here.
Sprints.
So he also had magic potions and spells sprinkled in there. And then he had a calendar which listed the saints and Bohemians with the days that they were commemorated.
Wow.
So he did all of this using colored inks. So it's not just like black. He had yellows and reds and greens, brightly colored things. He had decorative letters. So like remember in SpongeBob where he reads like the.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's like the beginning of a story.
Yeah, like a big H all mm-hmm. pretty and then the rest is like small hand. Some calligraphy, fancy writing, mm-hmm. and small illustrations in the margins. So
a lot of work for one night, huh?
Yeah. So when he presented this to the other monks, everyone was like astonished at how one person could get this done in a single night.
He's reckless.
Recluse. Well, many people believed that around midnight, the monk realized that he was not going to have his work finished by the next morning. So he called upon the devil and sold his soul to the devil so that the devil may help him finish his masterpiece.
The devil did a nice job.
The devil did a nice job. You are absolutely right. This story came to be.
Hey, people use ghostwriters all the time.
True. Yeah, the devil ghost wrote this. Maybe.
Look out, Drake. He's coming for you.
He's coming for you. Continue. So people thought that he sold his soul to the devil because the illustration of the devil was so prominent in the book. Mm-hmm. It's like it takes up a full page all by itself, brightly colored. He is, which I'll post a picture of this, but he's crouching and his arms are kind of outstretched like above him. Mm-hmm. He's got bright red horns and eyes, a green head, and then two tongues. But he's also wearing an ermine loincloth, which during those times, royalty would wear that type of material.
Oh.
And so a lot of people thought it was like a nod to the Prince of Darkness, because he's a prince. So that's where, like, people thought, well, if he had this giant picture of the devil, he must have had help.
He must have had help. With a royal
loincloth. There you go. He must have had help from the devil.
He had hell from the devil?
Yes. He had hell from the devil. He got hell. Well, some people thought this, but then on the opposite page, there is a full page of what people would think of when they think of maybe the heavenly city.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this giant picture of the devil, but he also had a picture of, you know, the pearly gates.
Mm-hmm.
He was set free after this.
Yeah, he was.
It was an amazing, amazing feat, and he accomplished it. Well, from then on, the Codex Gigas also was known as the Devil's Bible.
Oh.
Right. Well.
What?
Yeah. So, a lot of people know it as the Devil's Bible. However, the only thing that really refers to Satan is the picture. The other spells and potions that were in there, you know, magical things. Mm-hmm. They think it refers to protection from the devil, mm-hmm. not necessarily, you know, summoning him.
Yeah, it's more like alchemy.
Right. Yeah. And then, again, the picture of the devil next to the heavenly gates, a lot of people think that just refers to after you die, if you lived a good life, you go to heaven. But if you lived a bad life, you'll meet the devil.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
But the picture is so brightly colored and, I guess, detailed for that time. That's what people remember it for.
Mm.
At some point, 10 pages were removed from the Codex Gigas. I remember it's 320 pages.
Mm.
10 pages removed. These are thought to be the Rule of Saint Benedict, which was a guide to living a monastic life. Now, I read in one of my sources that this could have been removed because it laid out some things that people not living that life
didn't like.
Shouldn't read. Because they weren't living that life.
Be like,
they didn't want them to get in on their secrets.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, it was about Fight Club.
Mm.
I'm gotcha
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
There's 10 pages about Fight Club.
And everybody was mad at this guy because he brought the devil to Fight Club.
People that were in Fight Club didn't want other people to read about Fight Club.
Right, exactly.
Because of the first rule, yeah, Fight Club.
Right. But the first rule is don't talk about Fight Club. Not don't write a book about Fight Club.
And include a very detailed picture of the devil.
In your Fight Club book. Well, even though there's this fantastical story legend around this book, there is actually no official author anywhere to be found on the book. So nobody really knows who wrote it.
Oh.
Analysis of the Codex Gigas suggests it was indeed written by one person because of the uniformity of the Latin text. So it basically looks like the same handwriting, the mm-hmm. same style throughout. It's not like you wrote half and I wrote half.
Yeah.
They're like, no, same person wrote this. So National Geographic estimated that it would probably take a single person working continuously day and night 25 years to finish just the writing.
Holy cow.
So this does not include the illustrations. Now, he had those two big portraits, and then he had some other ones in the, you know, mm-hmm. in the margins.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot the word margins. And so most estimates put that if one person worked on it, it would take them over 30 years to finish.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So many people do believe that it originated in Bohemia because, like, it has the origins of Bohemia in it.
Yeah.
And so, like, why would you put that if you don't, if you're not from there?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. After that, little is known. It kind of gets, nobody really knows what happened to it. Or where it came from, I guess, where it originated from. The next time it pops up, the manuscript was pawned by the monks in 1295.
What?
And was later located near Prague. So mention of the Codex Gigas then comes up again in 1594, so hundreds of years later.
Yeah.
When King Rudolf II took it into his castle in Prague. So this is where it, where people are sure, like, this happened. Like, this is where it this changed hands.
Yep.
The Swedish army took control of the giant book at the end of the 30 Years' War in 1648, and they took it to Stockholm. And then it was eventually given to the National Library of Sweden in Stockholm in 1877, where it remains to this day.
Oh, they have it.
Yeah.
I just was waiting for it to just disappear.
No, they have it, and you can go online. And I forget where you can find it, but you can see it all online, like all the pages, because people have studied it and, like, looked at it, and you can see the images that he drew and things like that. But it's huge. But no matter where it came from, it is still the largest medieval book in the world.
Heck yeah, it is.
Which my question is there a larger modern day book?
I mean, if somebody can tape a banana to a wall and say, this is art, and $120,000, someone made a bigger book.
True. But that's pretty much the end of the story.
That's crazy.
So a little mystery for you guys.
So they never found the 10 pages that were removed, I'm assuming.
No, I don't think so. That's why a lot of people think it would have been the rule of St. Benedict.
But someone's got them.
They're just guessing. They think that's what would have made sense with the other things that were in there. And that's why a lot of people think the monks might have removed them, because they didn't want that in the book.
But they pawned it.
But they pawned it for money. I don't know.
Don't read Fight Club rules, but...
Here you go.
How much money will you give me for this?
Yeah. I thought it was kind of interesting, because nobody knows where... Nobody knows who wrote it. There's no, like, author name on it or anything, so...
It's because it was written by the devil.
True, you're right.
Also, I wonder how much money they pawned it for.
I don't know. I didn't look that part up. I don't know if they know.
They might not.
They might just be assuming that they gave it, you know, to somebody. Because, like, why? Why wouldn't they keep it?
Well, no, for money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For money, but I wonder how much money and what today's value would be for it. Because that'd be
probably
crazy.
A lot. It's huge. It takes two people to lift it. I mean, it's 165 pounds, so.
That's insane. Two beefy boys.
Two beefy boys to pick it up. So, do you think this story is going to keep you up at night, or you think you can still sleep as snug as a bug in a rug after?
No, I want to know where those pages are. Mm-hmm. I want to know how much it was pawned for.
Yeah.
The Benedictines pawned it off to another monastery to settle financial debts.
Yeah, I mean, for money.
But it doesn't say how much money.
They might not know.
They probably were just like, how about we give you the devil's Bible?
Look, I searched it. The first thing that comes up is Codex Gigas sweatshirt hoodie.
What's it look like?
I want to see. So this is the picture of the devil that's in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's got crazy eyes.
Yeah, he does. But here's how big it is.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's huge. Yep. For a medieval book? To only be missing 10 pages after all these years is also wild.
Yeah.
It's really colorful. I'm surprised. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has very brightly colored inks and things. Here's some things, like, in the margins.
It's pretty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about these spells, though?
There you go.
Hit me with a spell.
I don't know. A lot of people said they're just, like, protection stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, exorcisms.
I want to exorcise some spirits. Let's hold
we don't
a
spirit
need to. Exercise class.
For what reason?
No, so they get their stretches in. I want to lead an exercise class.
Did you like it?
Yes.
It's cool, huh?
You didn't like my... I want to exercise some spirit. We're leading an exercise class for spirits.
We're going to summon them, and then we're going to exercise, and then...
Do you think if you did a Ouija board and you were just like, guys, we're going to do Pilates, that they'd still be upset?
Yeah. No, but I think you'll definitely have some that are like, hell yeah, we're coming for Pilates, and then they're like, haha, just kidding, and then they possess you.
Just kidding.
That's what happened to Shakira. She got possessed.
Shakira was trying to exercise spirits with the belly dance. She's holding a belly dancing class.
I wish I could do that. And then J-Lo did pole dancing classes.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
And then Bad Bunny showed up.
Which one was that?
I don't know. I don't remember the other one's name. One of the guys that sang with them was Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Well.
Good story.
Thanks.
Good topic. Didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. Never heard of it. The Codex Gigas.
Codex Gigas. Or the Devil's Bible.
No, I like the other name.
The Devil's Bible is just weird because there's really nothing sinister about it.
Mm, that picture
is just the sinister story, but the story's a legend, so that, I mean, it'd be cool. I believe it, but...
Bohemian Devil's Bible.
Yeah. The
Bohemian Codex Gigas.
Yeah. There you go.
That's wild.
Yep.
Thank you for telling us this story.
You're welcome.
I hope you guys that were listening aren't kept up at night by this, although yeah. I'm sure you'll all be researching and looking at pictures because it's really wild.
Yeah, let's all get those hoodies that have that devil on.
If you can say Codex Gigas 5 times fast, please send it to us.
Yeah.
I don't think it can be done, but I'd love to see you try.
Yeah.
We would also love to hear from you with other ideas for upcoming podcasts.
Yep. Yeah. Hit us up. You know, reach out to us at our email, biarpodcast@gmail.com. Reach out to us on Facebook, Bug in a Rug. Reach out to us on Twitter or Instagram @biarpodcast. You know, give us some suggestions. But also go there to look for pictures and or go to our website, buginarug.podbean.com for sources.
Call me, beat me, if you want to reach me. If you want to page me, it's okay whenever you need me, baby. Call me,
can we get copyrighted for that?
Dang it. We're not using it for money.
Guys, if you want a sticker,
wait,
rate us on iTunes.
Do you know what's better than spaghetti?
What?
Well, not really anything. Do you know what's almost as good as spaghetti?
What?
Stickers that are free.
But don't put the stickers in your spaghetti.
No, don't do that.
No.
Put a sticker on your forehead while you eat spaghetti.
There you go.
Or on your bowl.
Yeah.
Or on the top corner of your TV screen.
Okay.
And then if you have one of those save screens that, like, computers and DVDs used to have, where you always watch them and hope they hit the corner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nobody has those anymore.
No, but they used to. And if you could figure out how to do that, you could play a fun game where you watch it and you hope that it hits the sticker.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, write us on iTunes or leave us a review on Facebook. Screenshot it. Send it to us on any of those things I just said. And we'll send you a free sticker.
Guys, you want a free sticker.
You want a free sticker. Yep. We have them. I'm going to keep saying it until they're all gone.
I'm going to keep saying it until more than 5 of them are gone. That's not true.
5 more gone.
Yeah. I was just joking.
Aunt Pam.
Mom David. And Dad.
They didn't get one, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, Aunt Pam, Mom, Dad, David, Hunter.
Us.
That's 7. Yay! All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later. We'll talk at you later.
Hey, exercise those spirits.
Exercise those spirits.
Just remember, if you're going to play with Ouija boards, exercise your spirits. Cardio.
Stretch before you.
Body weight. They can't do body weight because they're ghosts.
Oh my God. Okay, guys. Bye.
Sleep tight.